Long ago, in an America far, far removed from the one we know now, the framers of the Constitution were concerned that a president could become like a king. And what can't a king be to these eolde intellects? Well, a king can't be impeached, but as they decided, a president can be. Fast forward to 2016 now, President Trump giving his inaugural address.
Every 4 years, we gather on these steps to carry out the orderly and peaceful transfer of power.
And in the offing, a call for impeachment, the drumbeat growing louder until...
The conversation, by the way, was absolutely perfect.
The call, and a whistleblower accusation that President Trump conditioned aid to Ukraine if the country investigates Trump's political rival, the Bidens, in order to help him in the election. And then came the House committees.
Vindman, who works on the National Security Council, telling lawmakers that he was concerned...
America's top diplomat in Ukraine writes, I think it's crazy to withhold security assistance for help with the political campaign.
From intelligence to judiciary, and days of hearings where it seemed like Republicans and Democrats were at the same point in space, but not the same point in time, arguing on one side that the president committed a high crime, on the other, that nothing happened. It culminated in a committee vote on two articles of impeachment, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And then, for only the third time in its history as a constitutional republic,
Article 1 is adopted. Article 2 is adopted.
President Trump is impeached, but he insists he's done nothing wrong. With one of the top stories of 2019, I'm Peter Wagner.